Today we have the great privilege of celebrating our Blessed Lady's Assumption into Heaven. What this means is that Our Lady was taken both body and soul into heaven to share in the glory of God. Now there has been question, of course, of whether or not Mary died. It's actually a point that you can believe either way. If you want to believe she died, you can. If you want to believe she didn't, you can do that too, because the church doesn't officially have a teaching on that. The oldest teaching actually is that she did die. The teaching is that she died in January and she was buried in a tomb outside of Ephesus, and on August 15th, she was taken up to heaven. However, Our Lady was without original sin, and being without original sin meant she didn't necessarily have to die, because death is one of the punishments due to original sin. That said, of course, our Lord didn't have original sin either, and he died. And Our Lady, in all things, was the closest to her son. And so it would make sense in that way that she would die, but she didn't have to. So since there isn't an absolute clear teaching on it, at this point, you can believe either way. What you don't have an option in is to believe that she went to heaven, both body and soul. So when we die, old brother donkey gets tossed in a hole, but the soul continues to live. And remember, your personality resides in your soul. So who you are as a person is where is that resides in the soul. So that continues. Your person will continue to exist, your person will continue to live, and that will be forever. You are immortal in that sense, that you will not die. You will die physically, let's make that very clear. Your soul will not die, your soul cannot die. Your soul is the principle of life in your being, and so it cannot die. So as soon as you die physically, your soul leaves, and it goes to judgment. And you will go to either heaven or purgatory or into hell if that's where you choose to go. But your soul will live forever. Now what we're celebrating today is a fulfillment of God's work. On one hand, it will only be fulfilled in its completion when the last person at the end of the world is taken to heaven. But if we look at the work of redemption, the wonderful thing is that it started with our Blessed Lady. We could say in one sense, it started on the day that she was immaculately conceived. So the only human person ever to be conceived without original sin, that to be able to prepare her to be the worthy mother of the Son of God. And so she was then without original sin, so that she could do what God was asking her to do. So 15 or so years, 15 to 19 years somewhere before our Lord was born into this world through our Blessed Lady, the work of redemption had already begun in the Immaculate Conception. Now the direct work of redemption happened in the Passion of our Lord, in his cross, in his resurrection, and ultimately in his ascension into heaven. But then, just as things began in Our Lady before our Lord came into the world, so now they are completed in Our Lady after our Lord had already gone to heaven. So he is in heaven. Traditionally, it is thought that Our Lady lived to be about 72 years old. So that means when our Lord died, she would have been somewhere in her early 50s. So she lived another 20 years after our Lord. But then it was her being brought to heaven, both body and soul, that brings the fullness of that work of redemption to completion. Because now we have in a human person the fullness of the promise of Christ being fulfilled. In one who is just like us in every way, except that she never sinned and didn't have original sin, but she is a human person just like us. Jesus is not. Remember, Jesus is a divine person. He is God. And so, of course, Jesus went to heaven. But where else would we expect him to go? Because he's God. Our Lady is not God. Our Lady is a human woman, just like every other human woman, except that she had no sin. And because she lived her life entirely for God, 100% from the moment that she was conceived until the moment she died, her life was 100% for God. And so we can look at it and say, well, she was worthy of this, she deserved this, and so on, which is all true. However, she did not earn this. It is a pure gift. We do not earn salvation. We cannot earn salvation. It is a gift. And so too for our Blessed Lady. Even though she was conceived without original sin, it's an interesting point to understand that she had to be redeemed. The point of the Immaculate Conception was so that she could be the worthy mother of God, not, however, to keep her free from all of the other privileges that Adam and Eve had. And so Our Lady had to be redeemed by the blood of her Son, just as you and I have to be redeemed by the blood of her Son. Even though she didn't have original sin, and even though she never sinned in her life, she still had to be redeemed. She couldn't save herself. She couldn't earn her way to heaven by being perfect, even though she was. It is a gift from God. So the point being that no one earns, or in that sense, no one deserves to go to heaven, which is, again, a good thing for us. Because if we had to earn our way to heaven, we all know where we would be, because we cannot. We are sinners to the core. And if we have to deserve being able to get into heaven, we are all in some serious trouble, because we know where we deserve to be. It is only the mercy of God that will bring us to heaven. It is the mercy of God that takes away our sins, and it is his mercy that will fulfill his promises. But we see now in one who is a human person just like us that those promises are fulfilled. So for the rest of us, yes, we have to wait until the end of the world before our bodies will rise from the dead. Only on the last day, when the world is destroyed, at that point, our bodies will rise from the dead and they will be reunited with our souls. And body and soul then, in the fullness of our humanity, we will live forever. Our Lady already has that. She already is in heaven, both body and soul. That's what we're celebrating today. Certainly a wonderful day for her. And of course, she is our spiritual mother. So in that sense, a wonderful day for us to be able to celebrate what God is doing in our Blessed Lady. But it is a wonderful day for us in the fact that we can see that the promises of our Lord Jesus are indeed fulfilled. Not that there was a question, because he is God. If he said it, it's going to happen. But God in his mercy knows our human weakness. He knows how much we doubt. He knows how stupid we can be, let's face it. So he made sure that we had a guarantee. The guarantee of his promise, but also the guarantee of one that we could see where the promise is fulfilled. And that same promise is going to be fulfilled in you and me. That's what's so wonderful about this. To be able to look at it and know that our mother has already been taken up to heaven, what a blessing. To know then that that promise can be fulfilled in us. What is necessary for us then is to remain in the state of grace, to continue to strive to love God more and more, so that we can love him as much as we possibly can for all eternity. And then to be able to have our focus on the Lord. because if that is truly our desire of where we want to spend eternity, then that's where we need to put our focus now, to prepare ourselves for that. Again, not because we can earn it, not because we can be so good that we can get there. That's not the case, because it's not reality. But that we would have such a love for God that the desire of our heart, the desire of our being, is to be able to be with Him. And then with our hearts open that way, we can receive His mercy, not only for the forgiveness of our sins, but in this particular point, with bringing our souls to heaven. And then we have the guarantee that our bodies will rise from the dead. It doesn't matter in that sense which way our souls go. Some of our bodies are going to rise, and they're going to be horrified if we go the wrong way. If we go the right way, our bodies will rise and they will be glorified. And we will participate in the glory of God. That's what Our Lady is already doing in the fullness of her humanity. The saints in heaven, their souls are there. Their personality, their mind, their will, all of that is in the soul. So in their person, they are already there, but their bodies are not yet. So they await the day when the fullness of their humanity can glorify God, both body and soul. That's what we're all looking forward to. But if the soul can go the right direction by the mercy of God, then we know absolutely that the soul is going to follow, or that the body, rather, is going to follow where the soul goes. So keep the focus where it belongs. Live your life for the Lord, keep your focus on the Lord, and be at peace. Keep your soul in the state of grace, and know, therefore, that in God's mercy, He will bless you in a way similar to what He has done already with Our Lady. He will bring you to heaven, and then one day, on that last day of the world, and then for the rest of eternity, in the fullness of your person, both body and soul, united with Our Lady and united with every other soul who will be in heaven, we will glorify God forever.